Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here, hour number two. And we're going to go right back to the phones to Art Off the Grid. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Have you heard about the hex wave body scanners?
Yeah, in passing. I think they use them down here at the Honolulu Airport.
Okay, well, according to the Salt Lake Tribune, Utah Attorney General and law enforcement are partnering with Liberty Defense. Now, they're going to be deploying these hex wave scanners, and apparently these things can be set up in such a way that you don't see them. You can camouflage these things. What we're talking about here is we are talking about literally you're walking down the street and you don't even know you walk past one of these things and some guy's sitting there with a monitor and he sees everything.
Yeah.
This is the ultimate intrusion on the public. And for this company to call themselves Liberty Defense, that is an outright affront to any true liberty-minded American.
It does seem slightly hypocritical.
This is serious, mainstream, hardcore spying. That's what this is. It's spying. And they're talking about deploying these things all across the country. Malls, pedestrian malls, shopping centers, you name it. Anywhere you go. You go to a concert, you go to a baseball game, you go anywhere. These things are going to be everywhere. There is nowhere we're going to be able to go where they can't see right through our clothing. I'm sorry, but you know what? Maybe we should start. Somebody should develop a lightweight, lead-lined clothing, you know, design.
Yes.
Because
well, somebody,
some way,
somebody
one way
actually,
or the other,
so,
this has got to stop.
Let me insert something here. Not too long ago, somebody actually came out with a very clever idea. It was a line of T-shirts with some radio opaque printing on the inside. So when you were just standing there wearing the shirts, everything looked really normal. But when you went through the TSA scanner, there were all these messages there for the TSA to look like the Fourth Amendment. Various other things like that. I don't know if they're still around, but I thought it was a really cute gag.
Oh, that is funny. I'd like to get a hold of some of those. But I was just wondering, you know, because I've not heard anybody, and I would think RBN would be all over this kind of thing. But I've not heard anybody talking about this. And I just happened to stumble across it the other day, and I'm like, holy crap, you know. Anyway, if anybody's interested, if you have Facebook, if anybody wants to connect with me on Facebook, you can find me at L-E-E, Lee, space, Forest, F-O-R-E-S-T, and I'm always posting something, you know, it'd be a great way to, for people on RBN, we need to start connecting and start talking, and it seems like, you know, Facebook seems to be the only place left that hasn't blocked or demonetized or banned or censored or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
They're doing a lot of it. Facebook is not immune. They are indeed part of the problem. Anyway,
I know they're doing some, but they haven't gotten quite bad. But anyway, thanks, Mike. Have a great one.
All right, same to you. Happy Friday. We're going to let you go. We're talking about our domestic internal politics. And apparently, after insulting Alabama residents, Kamala Harris is headed to Alabama to beg for their votes. Just amazing here. Now, Joe Biden's lead in the polls is shrinking. We're coming up here on the first Democratic debate. As recently as May 9th, Biden enjoyed a lead of 27 points. That lead has now dropped to 17 points as of yesterday. And Biden is now siding at 34% in the RCP average. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders has remained in second place since Biden entered the race on April 25th. Now, Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has gone on the attack against Joe Biden, saying that he's too mainstream. He's not progressive enough. He's not out there screaming about abortions and LGBTQ. And because he's so mainstream, he will not be able to defeat President Donald Trump in the 2020 election. I disagree with her. And I know it may be considered déclassé to disagree with a member of the House of Representatives, but I think the way Donald Trump has basically alienated his own base, I think a mainstream Democrat who's not progressive, who's not out there on the hard left, would have a very, very good chance. I'd really like to see Tulsi Gabbard get in there. I really, really would. Okay, we're going to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. And Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez said that the perfect Democratic candidate for 2020 needed to endorse Medicare for all, tuition-free colleges, a $15 minimum wage. They all sound good until you figure out how to pay for them. So, I mean, I think the minimum wage should go up. But in order to support that, businesses have to be made more profitable. The only way to do that is to lower taxation. But that's not going to happen. In fact, if you look at it, these new tariffs represent another hidden form of taxation. And already, whatever good was accomplished by Trump's tax cuts last year, that's all been erased. Getting on back to Ocasio-Cortez, and she was at this recent town hall in the Bronx in her home state of New York, and she peddled this story that there is a conspiracy to conflate luxury items with those that are basic rights. And having just toured a public housing complex for senior citizens, she told the audience that units in the building look just like my luxury apartment. Then she went on to say, what we have been taught and what we've been conditioned is that basic rights are a luxury and a privilege when they are not. Well, she's actually right about that, but the author of this piece kind of missed that and said, is AOC saying that housing should be a constitutionally protected, government-subsidized right? Well, she wouldn't be historically wrong, because when they were writing up that Declaration of Independence, the part where it says the pursuit of happiness originally said the right to property. The phrase was originally the right to life, liberty, and property. The original plan for this country was that everybody was going to be guaranteed a small piece of property on which to build a home, kind of like the way they ran the Homestead Act. But, of course, that was taken out by politicians who had dreams of being future landlords and wanting rents. And so they basically taped over this or glued over this other strip of paper that said the pursuit of happiness, which, if you really think about it in the larger context of the Declaration of Independence, it's actually a pretty meaningless statement. All righty. Hillary Clinton is still out there flapping her gums about Donald Trump, and it still looks to me like she's considering stepping on in to the 2020 race here, especially if Biden flames out. Clinton is saying President Trump is not above the law, which sounds really, really good until you remember that she was certainly above the law relative to Title 18 with the mishandling of classified information. A little hypocrisy there here. Now, yesterday we were talking about over in Arkansas how a former state senator, Linda Collins Smith, was found inside her home with a gunshot to the head, wrapped in a blanket. Apparently, neighbors had reported hearing gunshots a couple of days before. It's being treated as a murder. Well, all of a sudden, over in Norman, Oklahoma, there's a former state senator, Jonathan Nichols, was found dead of a gunshot wound inside his home. And police say the case remains under investigation. They're working with the medical examiner's office. That's just a little too cute here. So we'll keep our eyes open for more state politicians to come on in. All right, we're going to go back to the phones here. Tom in Florida, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Michael, good day to you. What's on my mind is a couple calls back, you had a guy talking about China. I'm pretty sure you're familiar with this, Michael, about China. About 12 years ago, maybe a little longer, they had a Chinese general said, if the United States knocked out half our population, you're doing us a favor. If you got rid of half the population, you'll be doing China a big favor because of the food problems.
Yeah, I
heard
that.
And if you know, Michael, I'm sure you're familiar with this, that the Chinese have, I believe it's over 200 more million men than women. You're familiar with that?
Yes.
They have over 200 million.
Let's back up.
Okay.
First of all, both of those cases were from a while ago. And as a matter of fact, China's population has stabilized to the point where they're relaxing the one-child rule. And as far as the imbalance between male and female, that goes back to a time, a very brutal time in China's history, where female babies were simply left to die in the streets because they weren't considered valuable. But today, the population is much more gender balanced.
Yes, Michael, I don't know if you ever had a chance to watch One American News Network, but on the network today, they were talking about these women dropping anchor babies from China, the Central America. I believe it's the figure of, 80-some thousand anchor babies already born here since this crisis started, 3 months ago?
Yes.
Michael, they changed the Electoral College right then and there. The college is gone in 20 years. There'll be no Electoral College for Republicans. And you're talking about Joe Biden, Michael? Joe Biden's 77 years old. He'll be 78 years old when he takes the presidency. Won. I doubt that will happen. And the only way Biden can win is if he gets white women to vote for him. And Trump's got to dummy up because Biden is a socialist. No matter how you think he's to the center, he's as bad as Bernie on a lot of issues. So that's the only way Trump is going to win this. He's got to go to these colleges, wake these young females up about what is communism, what is socialism, because evidently, it's not working. Venezuela, it's not working. It's absolutely not working. As far as the anchor babies, Michael, that's going to continue on until, I know what happened today with the Mexican, but I don't understand this, Michael. Why didn't they put those troops down on that Guatemalan border 25 years ago? Why didn't the United States pay however billions of dollars to put 20, 30,000 Mexican troops on that southern border? And this would have never happened.
We don't even need to do that. We don't even need to do that. All it would take to stop this flood of illegal immigrants coming into this country is to cut off the free stuff. Because when you give an illegal immigrant food, water, driver's license, whatever, you are in violation of Title 8.
And I agree, Michael.
If you employ an illegal immigrant, you are in violation of Title 8. If you house or transport an illegal immigrant, you are in violation of Title 8. All it would take would be to enforce the existing laws, okay, and we could start to get a handle on this problem without having to spend a lot of money on it. Unfortunately, Congress apparently doesn't even know the existing laws. I mean, Mazie Hirono here in Hawaii, apparently it was a surprise to her that it's actually a crime to step across our border without authorization. So they said, well, we need a new law. We're going to pass a new law. We don't need to pass new laws. We need to look at the laws we already have and say, this is what we're supposed to be doing. Title 8 for the illegal immigrants, Title 18 for Hillary Clinton.
Michael, Hirono's crazy. Can you imagine if 10,000 Americans were to go in to sneak into Mexico and demand they get Mexican citizenship? What would happen if they were trying to sneak in, going south of the border? Americans. They yeah. want free handouts. What would happen in Mexico?
They get tossed in prison.
They get tossed in prison, that's correct. So, you know, and as far as this anchor baby crap is, like I told you for months, if Donald Trump does not stop this sanctuary cities, and he doesn't put a mandatory, whatever he has to do as the executor, chief executive of this country, with sanctuary cities, we're going to lose our country for sure in the next 10 years or sooner. Until I see Trump arrest Pelosi,
we're losing
you know, she
right
says
now.
Donald Trump should be arrested?
Huh? We're losing it right now.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, this is not the country that I was born into. Between the
Michael.
Flood of illegal immigrants, the migrants, the surveillance, all of it. This is not the country that I was born into. I don't even recognize this place anymore.
I totally agree with you, Michael. You know, Michael, I think I've told you in the past, but I got to tell you again, I'll keep telling you. Here in South Florida, we don't have one white Anglo male on the commission. Broward County only has like six left. I mean, it's a total wipeout of our, they've literally taken over our government locally. It's unbelievable. And I know, yeah, Dade County's population, Broward's numbers are dwindling fast. I mean, we're down to like 11, 12% in Dade. Broward County's at like 41, 42% Anglo. It's over. It really is. It's totally over. And you know, Michael, you got this crazy Bezos. You know, his real name is Jurgensen. I don't know if you're familiar with that. His name is Jurgensen. He went to high school over here in South Florida. His daddy's name was Jurgensen. And now he wants to spend, he's saying we got to get to the moon. Otherwise, because when the world blows up, we can colonize Mars. Did you see that about Bezos?
Yeah.
He wants to colonize the moon, and after the moon, he wants to colonize Mars. Yeah, maybe a good idea. I don't know. But that guy's another character. You know how he started, Michael? He started selling books in his car. He had an SUV. I remember seeing him, and I remember seeing that vehicle. And that's how he started here in South Florida, Amazon.
Well, good.
His real name was Jurgensen. The father owned the bike shop in Phoenix. That's his real name, Jurgensen.
Okay.
Sure is. But, yeah, Michael, like I said, we'll see what's going on with the Chinese tariffs and the Mexican tariffs. But I tell you what, to me, the bigger situation is Mexico. Trump's got to win on Mexico. He can lose on China, but he's got to win on Mexico. He's got to stop this invasion. Otherwise, look at Texas. Texas is almost a blue state now, Michael. Very close
yeah,
to being
I know.
Blue, if not already.
They're turning California.
North Carolina is going to be blue. They're all going blue because the Democrats knew exactly what to do. Flood this country to all these illegals. They pandered to the blacks. And Abraham Lincoln was a Republican. He wasn't even a Democrat. They were the party of the Ku Klux Klan. But here, Donald Trump's a racist. He's this and that. Here, he's in the party of Lincoln. It's unbelievable what's going on in this country. Oh, and by the way, Michael, you know, they're starting to talk about the murder rate in Chicago again. For like
yes.
eight weeks, they stopped it because of Smollett. But now that Smollett case is grinding down, now I see on the news now, George was reporting on it, they're starting to talk about the crime rate in Chicago again.
Yeah, it's insane. It's just insane.
Yes, it is. It's absolutely... The Democrats have got a hold of this country. That's their modus operandi is socialism, Bolshevikism. I don't care what anybody says.
Yeah.
Exactly what they want to do. No question
well,
about it.
Well, they've turned this country into a copy of the Soviet Union, and like the Soviet Union, it's heading for a collapse.
Absolutely. Totally agree. Maybe Bezos is onto something. We got to get to the moon quickly so we can get to Mars.
Well,
I don't know.
Probably that's for Bezos and his ultra-rich friends, but remember when they opened up the New World? You know, they sent a few people over who bred and grew a new population, but the vast majority were left behind in Europe. And that'll be the same
That's
thing
correct.
Here on Earth. The vast majority of us will be left behind. Anyway, listen, Tom, got to let you go. Got to take a break for commercials. We will be right back.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And talking about the economic news here, we're seeing this trade war. And a lot of people are very concerned. It could become the equivalent of an economic World War III. And the only people who will ultimately benefit from it are those who are striving for more globalization. And the idea is, in order to institute centralization on a global scale, which means one giant bank to rule them all, they need an all-encompassing crisis that can be blamed on nationalism, protectionism, and free market dynamic. They need a threat that will affect and terrify billions of people into demanding intervention by international organizations such as the IMF and the Bank of International Settlements, as well as a rationale to introduce monetary umbrella actions, such as the induction of the special drawing rights basket system as a replacement for the U.S. dollar. Okay, here is why that may not work. Most people who are paying attention are understanding that the economic problems we're dealing with all go back to how private central banking functions, which is to create money out of thin air and lend it into circulation at interest, thereby creating more debt, than money with which to pay the debt. So why would anybody, even if they're in a crisis, say, let's do that all over again? I think in the crisis, people are going to go back to their governments and say, we want a government-issued value-based currency that this nation started with, because it works for the nation and it works for the people. Or at least I would like to hope that's what's going to happen. Okay, gold has jumped to $1,345 per ounce. And kind of an interesting thing. The U.S. only created, so they say, 75,000 jobs in May. David Morgan is saying there's no place else to go but gold and silver. Peter Schiff is out there saying rate cuts will stimulate inflation, not the economy. And I think he's certainly right about that one. Russian President Putin believes that the current model of world economic relations is in crisis, even though the global economy has been growing recently. And he says, formally, the recent growth of the global economy is marked by positive values. In 2011 to 2018, the annual growth averaged 2.8%. In recent years, it was slightly more than 3%. But in our opinion, the leaders of states, we all need to frankly admit, despite this growth, the existing model of international economic relations, unfortunately, is still in crisis. Well, he certainly got that one right, especially with Trump out there throwing sanctions every which way and just absolutely disrupting trade all over the globe here. Now, Russian agricultural exports will continue to grow, and they're expected to reach $45 billion within the next 5 years. And apparently, they're getting ready to replace U.S. agricultural products in China. And this is more than just Russia and China thumbing their nose at the U.S. China doesn't like GMO. And right now, it's getting increasingly impossible to find anything grown in the United States that isn't contaminated by GMO. Now, Putin also came on out and made a comment regarding the Huawei situation, saying that the U.S. attempt to push Huawei from global market is the first sign of a looming tech war. And, yeah, he's basically saying they're trying to push Huawei out of the global market. It's a turf war, like between two rival mafia gangs, you know, where you get up to 3rd Street. No, you only get up to 2nd Street and, you know, get out the Tommy guns. That's exactly what's going on here. It's a turf war. Got nothing to do with security. It has to do with the fact that the U.S. wants to sell U.S. products, even though they're inferior and more expensive. So they're going to muscle Huawei out of being the competition. Over in Italy, they're looking to launch a euro parallel currency. And this is something that's been kind of brewing for years. And it's in response to the fact that Eurozone officials and the European Central Bank have basically held the individual countries like Greece and Portugal in an iron grip. And Italy is now saying, we don't want to be shackled to the EU and the ECB by being forced to use their currency. So we're going to come up with our own. What a wonderful little idea. Okay, we've got to take another break for commercials here, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're going to go to the phones to Al in Canada. Aloha, Al. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. You were mentioning the Toy Fours, right?
Yes.
That's the craziest thing I ever heard.
No, it's not crazy at all. I mean, that's exactly what's going on. The United States can't compete with these other countries technologically, and so they're just going to act like mafioso and say, you know, we get to sell here, and you got to stay on. It's like when you're driving down the street and you're seeing all those gang sign tagging all over the walls. That's basically telling the various gangs who's allowed to sell drugs in that neighborhood.
Yeah, like the 5G is just, you know, they're years ahead of the rest of the world, basically.
Well, Literally. It's not just being the 5G itself. It's the fact that Huawei makes a superior product at a lower cost.
Yeah, and they also, if I'm not mistaken, I was reading a bit about it, they also manufacture the silicon behind it. So, you know, is Canada? Nope. The United States? Nope. Who does? They do. They got it all wrapped up, including the operating system.
Well, they're moving to their own operating system. They had been using the Android, but now apparently Yeah, because of all of this hostility, Huawei has been working on their own proprietary smartphone operating system.
Yep, and they have their own back doors, I bet, you know. So, you know,
well,
they're not
everybody's got everybody's got a back door these days, unfortunately.
Yeah, yeah. You know, and another thing, Mike, about these cell phones, in my opinion, it's a mental illness. We've reached the point where this stuff is now, I think there are a lot of people with mental illness. You just can't get this stuff out of their hands. It's insane. I don't have one, I don't use one, and I don't want one. I don't want someone phoning me all the time or texting me or bothering me with, you know, nonsense. I don't understand it, Mike. I'm not a
banker.
There's
there's a little bit of good news there, because apparently the FCC is now authorizing the phone companies to automatically block robocalls from even reaching your phone in the first place.
That's a good thing.
That's a very, very good thing. I mean, on my little iPhone, and I'm enjoying my iPhone, I really do like it, I get more robocalls and telemarketers than I do any other kind of call.
Yeah. We all know how that occurs, you know. Everything's monitored. But I just don't get it. Honestly, Mike, I just don't understand why anybody would want to have one of these things in their hand. I don't get it. I just don't get it. So,
well,
anyway,
those
are my
mine.
Two cents. Yeah,
I'm enjoying mine, and yes, there's a downside. You know, it's like the Force. There's a light side and a dark side, and I'm involved with the light side, and the government, Darth the government, is involved in the dark side. And I would like it if the government would mind its own business, but that isn't a problem with the technology. That's a problem with the government, because I think for the most part, you know, technology and engineering and scientific advancement are generally a good thing. It is the uses to which it is put to by those who are in control that determine whether or not it's good or evil.
Yeah, and what scares me is the way things are shaping right now, you know, with the social credit scores in China. It's coming here. I mean, I can see it coming to Canada very quickly. I don't know about the United States, but, you know, and then, of course, there's the whole chipping of people with, you know, and all the cashless society and all that stuff. But, I mean, you know, that's still down the road, but, it's here. The ability to do these things is here.
Well, crazy. Just because you have the ability to do something doesn't mean you're obligated to do it. And
no.
Unfortunately, we seem to have this attitude in this country that, we can make this happen. Let's just run ahead and do it. Facial recognition is a really good example of it. Oh, we've got this computer system that can recognize people, identify people by their faces. Let's start marketing it and selling it to the airports and the bus stations and cities. And it's not even really working properly, which is why I'm glad Congress is actually stepping on in and saying, wait a minute, there have to be some rules, because these things have generated massive numbers of false arrests.
Imagine being one of those people.
Yeah, it could be a really unnerving experience. You know, and the current attitude is, you know, better to falsely arrest 500 people than let one guilty person go get away. But in this country, the attitude used to be better to let 100 guilty people go free than to harm a single innocent person.
Yep. The tables have turned, Mike.
Yep.
The tables have turned. Anyways, I appreciate your time. You have a good show. I'll be listening in. Thank you.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. And we're going to switch over to Jason in Colorado. Aloha, Jason. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm a farmer out here in southeast Colorado. We farm a fairly large piece of land. We're running cattle out here, and we're just kind of wondering, you know, where do we fit into this equation? It's not looking good, Mike.
Well, where you fit into the equation, I mean, obviously you are a food creator, and that's going to put you in a very good position. Unless the government steps on in and imposes price controls. But great that you're living on a farm, great that you're raising cattle. because I think that's going to be in serious demand because we are looking at some global food shortages.
Well, it's, you know, now money's so cheap that everything's common. Everything's common. So we get X amount of dollars per bushel for grain like that, and then, you know, you can make 50 loaves of bread from a bushel of wheat. A bushel of wheat is $4.75.
Wow. That is well, good.
Well, diesel is fairly expensive per gallon. And, you know, we're really, getting, I figured up with my dad last night when we were trying to do our taxes, we're getting 4% of the total worth of the grain that we sell over the price of retail.
Yeah. It does seem like this country's been taken over by the middlemen, where you have those who produce the product are barely getting paid, whether it's you at your farm or somebody flipping burgers at the McDonald's. And those who simply convey the product from its point of manufacturing to its point of sale, they seem to get the lion's share of the money. And that seems to be a common feature all across our society, that people who are not involved with the actual creation of the product or the delivery of the product to the final user, that somehow they're winding up with a big chunk of the money from it.
Yeah, you know, I think that's true. And there will become a point where people that have assets, then they will just sell their assets and they won't do it anymore.
Yeah, I can imagine people getting discouraged and saying it's just not worth it. In fact, you know, it's already been happening where other farmers are simply saying they can't make ends meet, and they sell the farm, and they go off and they retire somewhere.
Well, there's people now that are looking into going into different trades, maybe even HVAC work or being an electrician, that they would sell their assets and move to town. And then it would be bought up by corporate farms, and they would go ahead and probably use illegal labor to farm that ground more efficiently. And, you know, people are just abandoning the countryside.
Well,
and there's lots of work in town.
there's also a lot of automation there. And, yeah, it's... Like I said earlier in the show, this is just not the country I was born into, because I grew up in farming country myself. And yeah, and I remember what it's like. It's not easy to be a farmer, but it does seem like in a lot of cases, the odds are getting stacked against small family farms in an attempt to drive them out of business so they can be gobbled up by the big corporate farms.
Right. No, I understand that. And as well, I would ask you, I have a lot of faith in your foresight and your vision in that. What do you expect agriculture to look like in 20 years, Mike?
I am expecting it to be heavily automated. This idea that we need the illegal immigrants to pick the crops is an outmoded idea.
Yes.
I'm expecting there to be a lot more chemicals, a lot more genetic engineering, and it's all about maximizing profit. I think a big concern we have to look at is soil exhaustion, for which they'll simply say the solution is more chemicals.
Well, more chemicals are never the answer.
No.
We'll all be eating like cattle.
Yep.
Mike. Well...
Like soil and green.
I appreciate you taking my call. I'm just, thank you, Mike.
Well, thank you and good luck. And hey, since you're in Colorado, why don't you put in a patch of that marijuana over there by the tomatoes?
Well, we've already got that going.
Oh, okay.
So it should be fine. Yeah.
All right. Great.
Well, it's a remedy, isn't it? It's a remedy.
Yeah.
Well, we don't go to town. I live 30 miles from town, you know, and unless we get bit by a rattlesnake or run over by the tractor, we really just don't bother with them guys. There's not really There's not really any reason. So, but at any rate, well, hey,
I got to tell you, it sounds to me like you have close to a perfect life there. And if I were a young man, I'd love to trade places with you.
That's very discouraging. It's very discouraging.
You should be sitting in this chair.
Well, thank you for taking my call. You have a nice day.
You're welcome there. And I think right now we're at an age, I would say that pretty much the bottom 99% of all Americans are feeling very discouraged about the future, about where all the wars are going, about what the economy is doing. The news just always seems to be about how everybody is working harder and achieving less. And that was never supposed to be.
We're trying to make America great again. And
yes,
shit, it's going poorly. So, yeah. Yeah. And they would send our kids to war still to keep their money system going. And it's disgusting.
It absolutely is. I mean, when I heard Trump say, make America great again, I thought we were talking about rebuilding our manufacturing, which used to be the best in the world, about, you know, support for our agricultural sector so that we could once again be the breadbasket to the world.
And be a strong country.
Yeah, to be an internally strong, self-sufficient country with plenty of product that other countries wanted to buy. To me, that is greatness.
Yes. Well, how could it not be great to be like that?
But unfortunately, we have people like John Bolton, whose idea of greatness is bombing the heck out of somebody.
Well, that's where the money's at. The money's in war, isn't it?
Well, the money is in war for those who make the weapons, but they're starving the rest of the country to do it. I mean, we're literally living in a wartime economy. They don't want to admit
it. Well, sure.
But we are.
Well, we live in a country that's run by sociopaths. That's, they have no compassion for other people. They probably couldn't even do it if they had to. So, my granddad used to say, he said, blue-collar criminals go to jail and white-collar criminals go to Washington.
That's true. My grandfather said the same thing.
Yes. Disgusting. It's disgusting. You know?
Just, yeah.
It's horrible. Yeah. All right. Well, I tell you what, I've taken up enough of your time. You have a nice day. Just keep doing what you're doing. We sure appreciate you. Sure do. So.
Well, thank you very much. And good luck with your cattle and good luck with your other products there as well. So, Jason, thanks a lot.
We're going to let you go. Thanks for chatting with me, Mike. Bye.
All right, bye-bye. Okay, the phone lines are open again. And let's see. Apparently, Cyprus has signed a $9 billion contract with Israel to extract gas from what's called the Aphrodite gas field. This is a renegotiated contract with Dutch, British Shell, U.S.-based Noble, and Israeli company Delek. And that's kind of a positive and optimistic thing for them to be doing, because oil just had its worst run since 2008. Meanwhile, Bloomberg is plunging $500 million into an effort to close all of the nation's remaining coal plants by 2030 and put the United States on track toward a 100% clean energy economy. Okay, Michael, what are you going to replace the coal plants with? See, this is where I get really upset with the liberals, because they'll say, well, we're going to shut down, you know, using petroleum, and we're going to shut down the coal. Okay, what are you going to put in place of them? And you get that blank stare. The new technology must be developed first before you start shutting down the old technology. In fact, that's the only way old technology has ever been replaced, is by a more attractive new technology becoming widely available. But for the liberals, it's like they're burning their bridges behind them before they have another one built in front of them. And that is a path to disaster. Global semiconductor sales plunged 24% from the peak, the deepest percentage plunge since the financial crisis, deepest plunge ever. That's not looking good here. All right, we're coming up here on another commercial break. When we come back, a positive up story. I finally found one, and you're going to love it. We'll be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're going to go right to the phones to Terry in California. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, Mike, oh, was that James Corbett that called from Tokyo this morning?
Did not identify his last name. Didn't sound like him.
Okay. You know, Art talked about those new scanners that you walk by, you don't even know you're going to get scanned, and all of a sudden they got everything that's on your body, you know. I would think a compelling case could be made for that's a violation of the Fourth Amendment of the Constitution of the United States.
Our government has completely abandoned the Fourth Amendment, or they wouldn't be poking into our cell phones and our computers without warrants. I mean, the government views the Constitution and the Bill of Rights as a joke. Remember George W. Bush said it's just a blankety-blank piece of paper? That's the attitude of the government. And now they're chipping away at our First Amendment. You've got Ron DeSantis signing that ridiculous piece of legislation down in Florida, saying that you can't criticize Israel. That's a clear violation of our First Amendment right to freedom of expression. And I don't understand why somebody isn't already on the way to the Supreme Court to get a ruling on this.
Well, that's my point. I mean, we've got to try to do something about it. Otherwise, they're just going to keep going. You know, if we don't stand up, I don't have financial resources to do it, but maybe a coalition of people, you know. Of course, you got to wake them up first, and that's where you come in. You wake people up, and that's the first step, and there's a long way to go on that one, you know.
There's a long way. You know, I was kind of expecting that Larry Klayman over at Freedom Watch might be carrying the banner on this First Amendment situation. But when I went over to Freedom Watch, apparently he's gone off on a tangent regarding secret government UFO files, which I think cheapens his image, but that's just me. Anyway, listen, Terry, got to let you go. I got one more story I want to get to before the top of the hour and the lovely Lady Claire. Over in Kansas City, Missouri, they had a small population of homeless veterans living in the streets. And I say had because after 2 years of planning, they built a little tiny town for the homeless veterans, and they built these 13 tiny homes, 4 family units and 9 single units. All are fully functional. Not only will these veterans have a place to call home, they will also have access to classes on how to manage finances, cook, stay healthy, and overcome substance abuse. Well, I'm glad that somebody is doing something about our homeless veterans, because these are people, whether you agree with the wars or not, and I certainly do not, those who put on that uniform and served, and they come on back and they're simply abandoned. The government spends all kind of money teaching them how to be soldiers and how to be killers and how to operate the weapons, and they spend basically nothing when they get back on how to reintegrate to society. So, congratulations to Kansas City, Missouri. Okay, there is the music. It's time for us to take a station identification break. And when we come back, we'll be joined by the lovely Lady Claire.
People tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Listening to Republic.